If you tie your AI buddy to an HTTP request, you're basically asking it to sprint a marathon. So why does that even matter when everyone's shipping bots like it's 2025?
Because the failure mode flips from a quick 500 to a silent loss of hours of work. Right.
The article's central claim is simple. You have to decouple the agent's run lifecycle from the request lifecycle, and it sketches three core patterns to do that.
Technically, that makes sense, but the devil is in the details. Queues are at least once, so you get duplicate executions unless every tool call is idempotent. And compensation adds a whole saga layer you have to manage.
Exactly. Pattern one is the classic web queue worker. The API creates a durable run record, enqueues a job, returns a run ID, and a background worker does the heavy lifting while the client pulls or gets a callback.
That solves the lifetime problem, but you now need explicit idempotency boundaries. Check for a completed record before you hit a payment API. Upsert a running flag, then mark it done.
Yeah. Pattern two is a full workflow engine that stores the entire history of a run, so after a crash, you can replay deterministic decisions and run compensations automatically.
Workflows shine when you have fan-out, fan-in branches or human approvals because the engine knows which branches succeeded and can walk backwards with sagas. But you have to keep the coordinator pure. No clock reads or random calls inside it. Sure.
Pattern three is a hybrid. Start with a simple queue for linear jobs, then lift orchestration into a lightweight engine once you need branching, retries, or compensation.
I think the article overstates the need for a full engine. Sometimes a tiny state machine in Redis does the trick without pulling in a whole orchestration layer.
Fair. By the way, how's your week been?
Been good, spent most of it debugging a flaky background worker that kept double charging a test user. I should note, I skimmed the post and didn't double check every benchmark, so a detail might be a shade off. Anyone betting on exact numbers should peek at the source.
From a product lens, the teams that should care are anyone shipping multi-step agents, customer support bots, data pipeline orchestrators, even internal assistants that need to survive a reboot.
And the cost impact is real. Moving from a synchronous request to a queued worker can shave latency spikes and let you autoscale workers only when needed, which lines up with Render's autoscaling docs.
Right. Render's private services and persistent disks mean the run record lives across restarts without you building your own state store.
Imagine queuing your coffee order the same way. You'd get a run ID and wait for the barista callback. If you want to try it, Render offers a starter template called Agent Queue that wires a post endpoint to a background worker and writes run state to Render Postgres.
Sounds good. And for the workflow side, the new Render Workflows beta lets you define a YAML DAG, hook in tool calls, and automatically records each step. Perfect for the saga pattern they describe.
Nice.
All right, that's enough infrastructure plumbing for a Wednesday. Let's see if anyone actually ships a durable agent before the weekend.